Morning. Joining us now in studio is the, I want to say, where you're the captain of the rescue squad?
Yep.
Andrew, did I get that right?
Yep, that's right.
Andrew Tussing is with us, and we're going to talk actually fire department, more fire department than rescue squad this time.
Yep, that's right. This Saturday we're putting on our annual spaghetti dinner to help raise funds for the Community Action Center. They put on every year, it's actually changed from Christmas Sharing to Operation Joy program, and that goes to give kids in need and families in need gifts around the holiday season. So it'll start at 5 o'clock and go to 7:30 at the Northfield VFW right on Division Street. Adults, $9, and kids under 10 is $3. And we have a few things going on during that time. We'll have Santa will be there. And then also the Vikings cheerleaders, a few, will come down.
All right.
Yep, kind of greet people. And if anyone's interested in calendars, we'll be able to sell those. So.
All right. Well, it's always fun. We've been to that a number of times. And this is just one of the things that the fire department and the rescue squad do over the course of the year. I mean, it's the holiday season now. And I'm kind of guessing it seems like we hear the alarms go off more this time of year than we do any other time of the year. Is it my imagination? You guys keep it real busy?
No, once the snow flies, it gets really busy with car accidents and different things like that. And just stress over the holidays. You know, there's a lot more medical emergencies, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all the different things you got to do and, you know, buy gifts and things are going on. You got to finish up things before the end of the year. So it's pretty stressful.
Yeah, it's a hectic time of year. And the new operation, is it Operation Joy? Did I get that
yep,
name right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christmas Sharing is just under a different name because it's really at... It's a wonderful program. It helps people in need, and this time of year, the needs of people with the holiday and stuff really seem to be more amplified than they do at other times of the year.
That's right, you know, and this is really a great organization. I mean, last year they helped over 800 kids and 300 families. So, and it's just more than toys. They also get a large toy, a small toy, a book. A pair of pajamas, winter hat, gloves or mittens, and then also a quilt. So it's a lot more than just the toy. So we they're focusing on, you know, togetherness and everything around the family. So
And that's that whole operation, the togetherness as a community. There's so many volunteers and so many people that really come together and want to do, make a difference in somebody's life. You know, a lot of people here in Northfield have been fortunate with the things that they've had and they've earned throughout the life, but some people just have a different hand dealt to them.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to help those in need, and even if they're, you know, with this spaghetti feed, if you're not able to make it or whatnot, you still want to give back. They are still looking for volunteers next Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday. They have different things from setting up the room, getting the gifts wrapped up, they have gift bags that they get put together, and then also helping the families pick out the gift selection. So,
all right. Now, if somebody goes to the spaghetti dinners, what should they bring if they'd like to donate something? Do you prefer cash or do you prefer a toy or a book?
Either way, they are looking for gifts more geared towards teenagers. That is one thing that does get that's a little tougher. So if they don't know what to give, cash is always fine. But if you do bring a gift in valued at $20 or more, you do get a complimentary two meals. So
all right. Well, that's a good deal. You can't beat the prize.
Yeah, you know, got to come hungry. You know, get your money's worth, right?
No, so you got spaghetti. I'm sure is going to be a little garlic bread along with that.
Oh yeah, that's the best part, I think. Yeah,
better keep those loaves going because I know I just love a garlic bread.
Yeah.
So it's the full meal. To get what else do you get with that? Like salad and drink.
We just kind of focus on the spaghetti, you know.
Okay.
We're not professional chefs or anything, and the VFW, they help us out big time. They provide the area to do it. You know, they got a great kitchen there. They also probably do more of the cooking and prepping than anything, so we really appreciate them helping us out as well.
Good deal. And that's what's the date and time on that again?
That's this Saturday, 5 to 7:30
at the Northfield of VFW. Right. All right. Good thing for a good cause. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Andrew Tussing, once again, from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. The spaghetti feed is coming up this Saturday night.